As Yeshiva is on break now, I want to share with you a piece of Maor V'Shemesh for Parshas Shmos. Share this recording with you until we return to our regular shiur, Emirtz Hashem, the week of Parshas Bo. There are a number of really, really beautiful pieces in Parshas Shmos. There's a magnificent piece about the nature of names. There's an amazing piece about humility, a piece about individuality. But I want to just learn together one piece, that's all time allows for today, is the piece Vayomer Hashem Ro'o Re'isi Es Ani Ami. It's about three or four pieces into the Mor V'Shemesh for Parsha Shemos. And the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ra'o Re'isi Asani Ami V'Gomer V'Asakasam Shamati V'Pnei Nogsav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm paying attention. I see the suffering of Klal Yisrael. V'Eirid Lahatzi Lo V'Gomer Aleret Zavas Chalav V'Dvash. A series of psukim in Parag Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches. Ish L'Daktik Sas. We need to understand. Shahayelo Lo Mer Asakasam Ani Shomea. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see the suffering, v'sakasam shamati, and their cries, their desperate cries, I have heard in the past. What do you mean in the past? Hashem, are you listening now, or are you listening from, you heard me cry out last week? Well, what kind of way is that to communicate that I'm paying attention? Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you last week that I heard that you're in a lot of pain, but I forgot to mention it, so I'll mention it now, that last week I heard you cry. What does that mean? V'sakasam ani shomeya lashon hove. Why doesn't the Pasuk say that I hear you crying? It's an ongoing cry of Klal Yisrael. Question number one. Furthermore, this is a ironic kind of question. We're slaves in Mitzrayim. We're suffering terribly. The Ribbono Shalom says, let me tell you about where we're going next. So we say, Ribbono Shalom, spare us the descriptions of Eretz Zavas Chalav Devash. We're going to go on a nice vacation. We just want to get out of here. I don't really care where we're going. I just want to get out from under the whip of my taskmaster. Halo le'es kazos rav lehem imin tzolim yavoda hakasha asher ubad behem. Ubad bam. It would be significant, HaKadosh Baruch would be sufficient to just be informed that we're getting out of here. You want to tell me we're going on a great, I have a great, you know, I checked out the real estate, we have a great location for us to resettle. That's all wonderful, but right now I just want to stop being a slave in Mitzrayim. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel a sense of necessity to tell them, oh, by the way, here's where we're going to eventually get to? V'yeira el lomar. So in answer to these questions, the Rebbe teaches us a tremendous, tremendous yisod in Avodas Hashem b'simcha. Ki ne yadua sha'Hashem yizbarach bara kol abirum lechvodo lahalolo l'shapcho. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and people are sometimes bothered by this notion, but Hashem, as creator, says, listen, I created a world, and I put you in it, and I want you to be able to appreciate my beautiful world, appreciate the life I've given you, and to bring Kvod Shemayim, to sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises, lahalolo l'shapcho, ubepratis Yisrael la'am kedosho shehem b'shavchim mahalim b'shmo agadol b'chol eis. And it's not enough for humans in general to recognize the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, which happens by all the people of the world at various moments. But when a Jew, when a Yid with a Jewish neshama, looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, looks towards his creator, and is able to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest. And that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do all the time. However, amnam ikra avodas Hashem hein betorah hein betvila tzarch shetiyah mitoch simcha. But it's not enough to just say the words. It's not enough to just read the books, but a Jew has to be able to express with a great sense of joy what it means to be a Jew. To daven, to learn, what a schus it is. Kamayim ra'akosov, as the Pasuk tells us by the Tochacha, Tachas asher lo avadata v'gomer b'simcha v'tuv leivav merov kol. In synopsis, in summarizing the entire experience of why all the horrible things in Parshas Kisavo are happening to Klal Yisrael, the punchline in a certain sense is this Pasuk. Because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. You didn't appreciate how good things were. You became frustrated by the difficulties of the world, which are real, no one's saying otherwise. But you lost sight of the fact of what a joy it is to be a Jew. V'zeu ikr nachas ruach lefanav yisbarach, k'shi Yisrael mashmiyin kolam b'torah o b'tfilah mitoch simcha v'chedva. Hashem knows the absolute difference between a Jew who's sitting in front of a Gemara and he's saying the words, and a Jew who's singing the words. And a Jew who feels connected with a deep sense of simcha, when he's holding his siddur in his hand, and he feels connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he feels like he's singing Shiros HaTishbachos, even if he's asking, even if he's requesting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemona Esrei, but it's a song of the soul. He's singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the greatest nachas. Va'avodas Hashem nasa mitoch atzvos hu pogi ma'od ba'olam ha'selyonim. And when a Jew takes that great joy, that gift of Torah and tefillah, and does it in a way of heaviness or sadness, it creates a terrible pagam in the higher realms. It's antithetical to what Torah and tefillah is supposed to be. And in fact, we even find in halacha that a person shouldn't daven in a state of sadness. That might mean that a person should delay his davening. Sometimes that means a person is not in a state of mind that he's even halachically able to daven. Don't daven from a position of sadness. Don't daven from a position of laziness. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Amid Beis tells us that before they would begin a shir, they would say a witty comment, a riddle, a joke, something to get the Talmidim in a good spirit, because that's part and parcel of having a successful learning session. Vitam dechsiv, ivduas Hashem besimcha. Amnam ha'adam asher einei basar lo, eino yachol lahavchin zos lamito. But with our physical eyes, we sometimes fail to recognize. We're not able to see. We think, what do you mean? I'm learning. I'm davening. Yeah, but are you learning? Is it geschmack? Are you appreciating how special it is? Or are you doing it more as a chore? A person sometimes with his own eyes can't recognize him avodasa hu mitoch simcha karay olo. He's not able to feel that pinch in his heart, that something else is distracting him or weighing upon him. He's not able to fully appreciate what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart of joy. Hagam sheye ra'alo sheovid mitoch simcha. And even if he seems in his perception to be, no, I'm in good spirits, I'm learning, I'm enjoying, I'm excited to be a Jew, I'm excited to daven, I'm excited to learn, I'm excited for Shabbos, I'm excited to spend a lot of money on kosher groceries, I'm excited for all this chuyos that come with being a Yid, he might be able to project it on a certain level, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in his heart, there's something that's not shalom. Yuchol lios sheyesh bo ktsas atzvos. There's a little bit of sadness or depression or worry or anxiety that's mixed in. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to look to the hearts of a person, the heart of a person. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. And that's something we have to try to be brutally honest with ourselves about, to try to ask ourselves, am I learning from a place of joy? Am I serving Hashem? Am I davening from a place of joy? How much have I become just robotic in my avodas Hashem? And how much do I really feel overwhelmed with the excitement and the joy of being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's the pshat in our pasuk. Says the pasuk in Parsha Shemos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down from Shemayim. It's a very innovative pshat. Listen to how he explains it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down from Shemayim kivyachum, and he says, I see the pain, I see the hardship of my people. Klomar, Shiroa ani es anyam, Shemach maso yef shalom lavod avodasim l'shmo yizbarach mitoch simcha. Look how the family of Yaakov, we're still doing certain things in Mitzrayim, which is incredible that we're holding on, that we're still trying to, on a certain level, to be an Eved Hashem, even this, despite the fact that we're slaves for Paro. Avadim hayinu l'paro b'Mitzrayim. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and Hashem says, yeah, it's very noble, and there's a lot of Mesiras Nefesh in it, but there's something that's fundamentally lacking, because if you're not able to do it with joy, then you're not really doing it. And understandably so. The Jewish people were serving Hashem to whatever degree they were serving Him, but it was with a very heavy heart, with a lot of sadness because of the Tzaras HaShibur. And Hashem, so to speak, notices this, and Hashem says, you know what? I'm not enjoying this. I don't get nachas from this. And Klal Yisrael says, well, you know, what do you want from us? This is the best we can do right now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and it's the way the Rebbe says it, it's, we'd be scared to say such lashonos had such a big tzaddik not said it. But it's very human. It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks down at Klal Yisrael and says, I kind of miss the good old days. What were the good old days? It's an incredibly innovative pshat. What's the pasha pshat? I hear the cries of Bnei Yisrael from their taskmasters, from beneath the whips. Says the Rebbe, says the Heilige Maor v'Shemesh, says Rav Kolonis Kalman Epstein, Zechetzad v'Kadosh Avracha, Et Sa'akasam Shemati, I remember their old cries, not cries of pain, but I remember the way they used to sing the Zmiros on Shabbos. I remember the way they used to learn the Gemara. I remember the way they used to daven their Shemona Esrei with, again, so much passion and so much excitement. Etzakasam shamati lashon avar. I remember how they used to call out to me, mipnei noksam. Mipnei, he says, is not because of, but from before. Tevas mipnei hu kamo lifnei bo yom Hashem. Shebi'uro kodem bo. I remember the good old days, Hashem says. Before you were slaves of Mitzrayim. I remember before you were burnt out, and before you were cynical, which is, you know, what this pasuk is saying to us. Some of us, we have periods of our life where we were so excited about learning and davening, and then we become, you know, we become jaded, we become cynical about it, God forbid. So Hashem says, I remember how I used to sing your davening. I remember how I used to sing your learning. I remember the simchas achayim that was manifest in all that you did. V'kam gam kein bi'uro. Shemi'oz kodem shenag su'osam shamati asak osam. I remember before you were afflicted, I remember how sweet your cry of Torah and Tefillah used to be. Shaya kolam oriv alai be'esak osam ka'arimam kolam b'halel v'zimr mitoch simcha. I remember what your halel used to look like. I remember what your excitement of solving a tosos used to look like. I remember the joy you used to have in davening and learning. V'gamar omer, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes, ki adati es machovav. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but I also understand why it's not that anymore. I understand the pain of your life. Sha'al tedam lishpot lamari einecha shagam ke'esim ovdim b'simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I see now, I understand why it's different now, but I see that you're not the same. And sometimes a person thinks, no, I'm still the same guy, I'm still as excited as I used to be. And maybe you could project that again on a surface level. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I know what's going on internally. Sha'anihu abochin libos. I know what's going on in your heart of hearts. V'yadati as machovav. She'yefshar lahem shetiyav odasam b'simcha mitzaras ha-shibud. I know both the pain that you're suffering from Shibud Mitzrayim, and I also feel that your Yiddishkeit has become a little bit painful for you. It's not the same simcha that it used to be. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, this is all part of a necessary process. It has to be this way. We'll learn about that next week in the Morva Shemesh and Parshas Ve'era, the process, the unfolding of the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tomar lehem, but Klal Yisrael, you should know, I'm going to bring you al Eretz Tova u'Rechava. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to speak about Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, because I'm confident, I'm absolutely certain, that when I restore you to a place of expansiveness, to a land that's good, when you feel the goodness of Hashem in your life, when you feel the harchavas hadas of being in Eretz Yisrael, when you're back to your state of spiritual stability, v'yelahem rachavas yadayim, v'oz yismichu v'yiranu v'yavduni mitoch simcha v'yunachas ruach lafanai. Hashem says, I know 100% you're going to be able to get back to your old ways. And again, I learned this piece as a tefillah, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, any of my shortcomings in Avodas Hashem is just because life is hard. And if you could just make it a little bit easier, give me a little more Yishuv Hadas, a little more Harchavas Hadas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see, I'll cry out to you, joyous cries of Torah, of Tefillah, of Avodas Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing Kiviyachol as he looks down at a Klal Yisrael. He says, I remember how it used to sound. And I understand why it doesn't sound like that right now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Chizuk that I promise you'll be able to get back to it. That the time will come when you'll be able to shake off the shackles of Mitzrayim, and you'll be able to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a life of Avodas Hashem, of Torah, of Avoda, of Tefillah, that is filled with nothing other than an incredible Simchas HaChaim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.